God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Joshua 23:13. He said, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out these nations before you, but they will be snares and traps to you. There'll be scourges in your sides. There'll be thorns in your eyes. Judges 2:3. He said, there'll be thorns in your sides. 2 Samuel 23. He said, these people will be thorns to you. I could go on. I could give you another half dozen. But do you see, this was a common phrase in the Old Testament about a thorn in the side. But it's a figure of speech. He's not literally talking about a thorn in your flesh. It's a figure of speech, like pain in the neck. Now you can't, part of it can't be literal and part of it figurative. Somebody said, well, now bless God, I believe he was talking about literally something in his flesh. Well, you can't just divide the phrase up. If flesh is literal, then thorn has to be literal. Right? And if he really had a thorn in his flesh, why did he need to pray three times about it? We could just said, Paul, brother, get you some tweezers. Right? And get that thorn. Right? Get that thorn out. And you'll be okay. Well, it was not a literal thorn, and it was not his literal flesh. It's a figure of speech. And there's no need in debating and wondering and what was it? The very next phrase tells you what it was. Are you there? 2 Corinthians 12. Because of the abundance of revelations, there was given to me what? What's a thorn in the flesh? A pain in the neck. A constant irritation. What was it? Huh? A blessing from God? No. A what? A messenger. That word literally means a sent one. From where? Not from God. From the devil. Now, he goes on to say, a messenger of Satan. How much plainer can you be? To do what? Buffet. Buffet means to strike repeatedly. Hit again. Does that sound like harassment? Harassment. Harassment. Did Paul have challenges in his life and ministry? I mean, read this previous chapter, this 11th chapter and this 12th. Well, let me read it to you. Back up to chapter 11. Verse 23, 11:23. He said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. What does that mean? How many times was he beat? Why was he beat? For doing what God told him to do. Right? For preaching what God gave him, the revelation that God gave him. Is that being cursed?
No.
No. That's being persecuted. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, often. Near death, often. Well, we know he was laying there in the pool of his own blood from being stoned. He said, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. I don't think we really realize what that means. 5 different occasions in his ministry where he was beat with the 39 stripes on each occasion. Three times I was beaten with rods. Now that don't count the other five times. Three times they beat him with sticks. Once I was stoned. Now most people do not get to say that. Right? He said, yeah, I was stoned one time. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. How many know a lot of people don't make it through that? Three, not one time, three different times. Ships went down under him. And he drifted out there in the ocean with the sharks. A day and a night at a time before somebody found him. Grace of God that they found him. This was before the days of search and rescue. Right? In journeyings often, in perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils by my own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren, in weariness, painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, fastings, cold, nakedness. You know what is conspicuous for its absence in this list? Sickness. It would have been a good time to mention it. Right? He was covering everything else, right? It would have been a perfect time to throw it in. Man, I've been sick for months at a time. It's not there. Why? Because he's not talking about curses. He's talking about persecution. Oh, come on, come on, come on. No, it's not there. Why? Because he wasn't sick. He was supernaturally healthy. How in the world could a man survive all of this and be and preach and travel the world in those days? He was healed. He was restored. He was strengthened. He was quickened again and again and again. But now notice this list. He had supernatural trouble. Do you see this? This is not normal. Right? Go back and look at the list again. This, folks, we're not talking about a bunch of people. We're talking about one man has been through all of this. And this is just a few verses before he says, there was given to me a messenger of say. See, you got to take all this together. It's got to be in context. This is the 11th chapter. Comes right before the 12th chapter. What was he talking about? What was he preaching about? About all these things that had happened to him because of this revelation that God had given him. And well, you know, after the first being beat with 39 stripes, you'd be tired of that. Right? After the first shipwreck, you'd be tired of that. But after five scourgings and three rod beatings and three shipwrecks, and the list just goes on and on and on, now you get to chapter 12 and he's going, God, take this away from me. Get this off of me. Get what off of you? Come on, read now. Read. For this thing I besought the Lord three times that it. It refers to what? Not a sickness, not a disease. The messenger of Satan. This thing, he said, was a constant irritation to me. It was a thorn in my side. Every time I had a meeting, here comes these devil-inspired people. Stir something up, and I got beat again. Right? I go to the next place, and here comes a storm and another shipwreck. And here comes this, and here comes another. And finally, I mean, he's not, you know, questioning about. This is a messenger sent from hell to stop me from preaching and to cause me problems. And he besought the Lord repeatedly, Lord, make this thing leave me. Now see, we so much of the revelation that you and I have about our life, we got it through the Holy Ghost, through Paul. Yes. Right? Yes, he learned something this day. Amen. Come on, do you see this? Yes, the Lord did not teach us to pray and ask him to make the devil leave us alone. Are you with me? I know millions of Christians are doing it, but he didn't do it. What did he say? You resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Is that what he said? Look what he said. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And the Lord said, no, now this is your cross to bear. Huh? No. What did he say? See, people read this like the Lord is saying, no, no, now this is from me, and you're going to get purified and learn some things through it. No, no. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. What does that mean? Every time he's in a bad situation, there is grace there that's going to come up in him and enable him to overcome. And that's when he gets stirred up. He says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my what?
Infirmity.
What does infirmity mean?
Weakness.
See, now if you put the word sickness in there, you're doing the whole passage a disservice, because he gave us an extensive list in chapter 11 and sickness is not in it. Right? I will glory in my what?
Infirmity.
Weaknesses. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in weaknesses. And see, he mentions the weaknesses are in connection with what? Reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses. For who? Not my own mistakes. For Christ's sake. Why? So that I'm just defeated? No. When I am weak, then am I strong. Every time, yeah, there are devils. Yeah, the enemy tries some stuff. But every time he tries something, the grace of God in me is more than enough and comes up in me and I overcome.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you.
And see, progressive revelation. And one time we get to John, he said, don't you know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? There's no defeat in here. There's no disease in here. There's no curse in here. People have fabricated it. They've made it up. But I don't believe it. How about you?
No.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Yeah, we serve God. We could go through some stuff. Right? We haven't been redeemed from that. And there needs to be preaching about this, because there's a lot of people, they begin to take just a little bit of harassment and they quit. No, you got to be willing to go through anything. You got to be willing to die. Right? To do what the Lord told you to do. There is such a thing as martyrdom. According to the will of God. But it's got nothing to do with a curse. Got nothing to do with disease. Got nothing to do with anything mentioned and listed in the curse of the law that we have been redeemed from. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Cursed or Persecuted, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-B. That's R-1004-B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.